Making a difference in our community is Charmaine Mugambe. Charmaine, thank you so much for being a woman of influence. You are known for various community initiatives, including Peterborough Strong and Black Lives Matter. Charmaine, can you tell me what it's like being in our region as a woman of color?
Well, I'm so used to living. I grew up in an all-white part of Toronto, the Junction. So I had no problems per se, like, you know, associating with whites, but or being comfortable with whites. I still don't, of course. I think the biggest thing is the invisible feeling and the, like someone said the other day, the microaggressions. If you do something that's really good, they'll be like, oh, you did that? Like, you know, kind of like a surprise in their voice. And you know, you kind of get used to it. But
at what point, Charmaine, did you feel like you were going to start getting really involved in the community?
Something happened to me. And it was technically was based here in Peterborough. It was pretty bad. It was a racial incident that was really pretty sad. And I went to the human rights on it. And I think that was my wake-up call to say, oh, yes, of course there's racism in Canada. Because before that, I've always had lots of white friends. And they've been very good. Like, I've never really had blatant racism in my face. You know, so I probably didn't think racism was really a thing until I had this incident. And then I told someone about it. I said, this is what happened to me. And then she said, you know, that sounds racial. And she's like, what? It sounds huge. She goes, yeah. Like, so that's my induction to CRIC was that incident. Yes.
Do you think racism specifically in the Peterborough area for the most part is maliciously intended, or is it just ignorance?
It is a mindset of not really understanding what it is, what racism is, especially in Peterborough, because of the fact that it is an all-white community. So if you ask a lot of the white people, they will say there is no racism because they're not faced with that. That's not their battle. They don't understand. I think that's across the board, regardless of age. You know, they may say there's no racism. Whereas I think people who are younger, they do want that education. They do want to teach their kids better, right?
What is your assessment of how Peterborough as a community has sort of looked and maybe in some ways embraced the idea of Black Lives Matter going back the last number of weeks?
We have a lot more work that we need to do. Yes, we do. It was great, this last rally. That was as far as Black Lives Matter, we had a lot of support in the community. It's funny because of our community, the people who are actively involved in Black Lives Matter are not Black people. Because if that was the case, we'd have every single Black person. But it's more of an education piece. So for me, even, you know, doing the rally, having the signs, chanting, no justice, no peace, right? It's more than that. Hopefully those same people, when you say, now we're going to have a workshop on anti-racism, I would love for them. Like to have the enthusiasm of the rally. It's easy, like, to make your voice heard and be there, stand up, you know, in solidarity, right? But the real work is the training of your mind on anti-racism.
That is Charmaine Mugambe. Listen to all of our Women of Influence interviews at ptbotoday.ca.